I'll be 67 years old in February, and it's just like yesterday. It's just those, it was, Mike, it really was. It was electric. It was exciting. It was fun for the school. It was fun for the players. It was fun for soccer. It was great. I'll never forget Matt Weiss getting picked up by, it was New York in those days, and everybody went crazy because Matt Weiss was put into a game, and he got to play against Pelé. And so that was like unbelievable. The greatest soccer player in the world. Here's our guy, our goalie from Quincy College at the time, playing against the greatest soccer player in the world. It was like, oh, this is cool. This is really cool. And a lot of those guys, Ray Remstead and who was the big center back? I'm sorry, I can't remember a lot of the guys' names, but they went on to play the Callahans, a lot of those guys went on to play professional soccer and did very, very well for themselves. But that was really cool to see those guys go on to Ray Remstead was one guy. And, so there was it was an exciting time for all of us. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, and especially when you win. I mean, those guys, they had great records. They won 9 national championships in those days. How many teams do that? You know, and just they ran the table. And it was just, it was exciting. It was an exciting brand of soccer, too. And having Jim Montesti around and Frank Longo, having these guys who have been around for a while, that especially Frank, who knew the game, and having them in the booth with me and having some fun, just it was exciting. And we tried to make it exciting for everybody on the radio, you know, to give them the kind of broadcast that would that would keep them involved in the game and engaged in the game. And there's a lot of funny stories about all the parents in St. Louis, because our broadcast signal went into the edge of the St. Louis market, and the parents would drive to certain areas to pick up our broadcast to listen to the game. So, so they got kept telling them, yeah, they're going to shut the lights off at 1 o'clock in the morning during that overtime game. He said, oh, no, please, no. And not only that, Mike, the station went off the air at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
So it was like, you know, keep it open. So it was crazy days.